We Talk Wrestling is now proudly presented by Geek Nation Tours. Check out the Geek Nation Tours New York Comic Con package, combining all the excitement of the convention with a tour of the city and the coolest sights for the superhero fan. You'll recognize locations from films and books and visit geek culture sites like Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash. The time of the geek is at hand. Geek Nation Tours provides fun and unique vacation packages featuring themes such as the Civil War, Harry Potter, board games and beer, sports geeks, in locations such as Germany, Japan, England, and all over America. Visit geeknationtours.com and get your geek on.
Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, these fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo, and what I was thinking was we could open the show by letting our audience, listening audience, that we appreciate so much,
what,
to get to know each other a little better.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking what we could do is we could let them know something about ourselves that they don't already know, but instead of having ourselves introduce it,
uh-huh,
I was thinking the other person could let the audience know something about the other guy.
I see. Okay.
That they don't know.
Okay.
So, you want to go first, or you want me to go?
Yeah, you can go first. We on.
Okay. So here's something you guys don't know about
Addy. I have to think about something that people don't know about you. Your life is an open book.
And the fact about Addy, the thing you guys don't know about him is when we're off air,
mm-hmm,
he's a much worse person than the one you do here on the air.
Who told you that?
Far more offensive and just generally asshole-ish.
What did I tell you about listening to midgets?
Hmm?
It will never get anything good for you.
So,
midgets are evil people.
It didn't come from a midget, though. I'm sure, I mean, a little person. Though, quit dragging me into your world. Now you tell them something about me that they don't know.
Bo is fat.
No, something they don't know.
Oh! Mo's really fat?
All right, let's talk wrestling.
You're also really stupid.
Again, if they're listeners, they know.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. That's been there. So, well, what's in the news today?
Oh, there's so many things. Because we haven't done a show in a little while.
It's been a
week and a half or something.
Yeah, so there's
There's a lot. Lots is gone.
Slam a motherfucking anniversary.
I was going to say Daniel Bryan, done.
Yeah.
According to Bret Hart.
Yeah, right. So, according to someone with a massive head injury, Daniel Bryan has a massive head injury.
Well, he does. It is a concussion.
Sure, and he can be done, and that's too bad.
Corey Graves is done for that reason.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
Corey Graves is...
Christian.
Christian, yeah.
Right?
Like,
Jew.
Huh?
I thought we were just naming religions.
What religion is
one raised? Thing that people do know about me?
Yeah,
is that I have a New Year's resolution.
Oh yeah, how's that going?
That was to drink more
this year. Yeah, 2 years ago it was to not be an asshole.
That's right.
And
3 years ago was to not be an asshole.
3 years, yeah. And
2 years ago was to be an even bigger asshole.
Yeah, both, especially that second one, you really pulled off.
Do what I can.
Has to drink more.
And this year, 2015, to drink more.
Yeah.
So I'm the producer is not in town.
Mm-hmm. For the show, yeah.
Therefore, thusly and concurrently, vis-a-vis, I am honoring
three sheets of the wind.
I'm honoring my New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Is really how I look at it. I made a promise. And my word is my bond.
Mm-hmm.
And so you may have to put up a bond later. I don't know.
That's a good chance.
Let's just get drunk. So we're halfway through the year now. We'll get to our mid-year awards.
Yeah, we'll do that. But as we're in the middle of discussing, what do you think? Is Daniel Bryan done? Should he push it? Should he come? What do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah, what do you think?
I think that it does sound, quite honestly, it does sound like Daniel Bryan probably done. Because of the secretiveness of everything, and him trying to come back and it not working, I think, part of me always says we're going to see another match out of someone because of the nature of wrestling, and that, Bret Hart, quote-unquote, calling a match, had a match against Vince.
Yeah,
had a match against The Miz. Was part of John Cena's team at the Survivor Series, right? I mean, SummerSlam against Nexus, right? So, I mean, there's...
Part of all that noise in your chair, by the way.
What? I'm trying not to. Part of me always says that they're going to come back.
Yeah.
But I think Daniel Bryan is a regular competitor, is a top guy, is a... he's a top guy, but is a... Something other than an attraction is done. And that's a shame. But I think that's the case.
Yeah, I think so too.
I
think so too. I'm sure he'll probably end up... the thing is, he still has a lot he can teach a lot of people. But it'd be interesting to see what his role will be.
Yeah.
That's kind of my...
The nice part about it is that he's not a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's no Addy.
He's no Addy.
He's well-spoken. And he's got...
Which is what Buddy Landell told Ric Flair.
Yes.
You'd be great, but you're no Buddy Landell.
That's right. Of course. He's dead now.
Rest in peace.
Daniel Bryan, be a star. All those things, public speaking events that the WWF does, he can be a part of. Like you said, maybe he can go and have a role in the developmental center.
Or putting matches together backstage or something. Sure. Maybe just kind of interesting to see kind of what his role is and whether or not he stays with the role with the company or if he just moves on.
I think he'll stay with the company in some form. I think it's one of those things that, like, I don't know about an agent. Like, I don't know if you want to, like, go to Daniel Bryan and have him say, here's how I'd do it.
Well, what you do need is a new Finnish guy. Please. A new Finnish guy.
Yeah.
Please.
I know. Well, that's been the case for probably a good 3 years now, 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ever since Kelly got released. They haven't had anybody to really finish.
No. She was the to-completion guy. Girl. Not the to-finish girl.
Right.
She wasn't finished. That was Ludwig Vorga that was finished.
It's true. And he didn't like pollution. What a great gimmick that was.
But back to Bret Hart's...
life.
That Bret Hart... because Ludwig Vorga, of course.
Of course. He's dead now. Did he kill himself?
I don't recall. I'm not sure what it was.
I think he did. I think he killed himself. Probably from some form of post-concussion syndrome, actually. So go back to Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, it's possible. Because he fought MMA stuff after.
I mean, here you have a great wrestler... Right, great technical wrestler that has suffered concussion, has a lot to offer. The question being, if you're Brie Bella, are you scared?
So, I mean, the thing about Bret Hart's interview was, he gave the SI was, he talked about that. He just brought up a lot of good points. I don't agree with everything he said, but he does bring up a lot of good points. And it's obvious how much he loves wrestling, still follows it. And you just keep on going, well, there's your Finnish guy. Isn't this guy doing something? Like, he's a resource that they rarely use except for to bring out occasionally to put over Sami Zayn. And then when he goes on Jim Ross's report, he forgets Sami Zayn's name.
What if he gets Bray and Nikki mixed up?
So, fuck.
No, I mean, we talk about it all the time. Bret Hart should be your finish guy. Bret Hart, quite frankly, is the next Pat Patterson.
He should be, yeah.
He should be.
Yeah, you're like, Jesus, he's just never...
No.
You know.
I mean, but you also listen to Bret. We watched some DVD Blu-ray extras of his thing.
That Dungeon Collection, yeah.
Yeah, the Dungeon Collection. He's quite candid in it.
Oh, yeah.
Talks a lot about, you know, some, quite frankly, things that he could be legally charged for.
What?
But it's down in the bottom corner there. You'll see what I'm talking about. The book down in the bottom corner. But you'll see that book there?
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, what does it say?
Broken Hearts.
Huh. You know what Brett talked about on the DVD?
No, what? Hmm? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But one of the things he said was that he doesn't like flying.
Yeah.
So... I don't know, right? In terms of going from town to town.
Well, one of the things he said was that he was so good at sleeping on the plane.
Yeah.
He would nod out as soon as...
I know, but he didn't like to travel, and it's still... Yeah. I mean, it isn't every day. It would be once or twice a week that he would be traveling.
Yeah.
So maybe, but I mean, he also said that the thing he would do if he was given his choice is stay home. Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And do nothing.
What would you do when you're in Calgary? If you had your choice, stay home.
Yeah.
Which for most people who live here.
I was going to say, I live in Calgary, and that's what I want to do.
If I could just stay home, that'd be freaking great.
That would be.
You can just watch the network.
Yeah. Sounds like the last couple days.
You see this? NWA has opened their own, they're doing their own network. Did you see this?
Oh, God.
Yeah, and it has like Houston Wrestling and a few of the things that the WWE actually doesn't have in their tape. So maybe you can get like Ric Flair versus Terry Taylor and things. Right now it has 50 matches that are on there.
They all involve Ric Flair?
No. There's some good ones on there, but some that are really not that good. Like some that are like opening card bouts and, you know, not famous names. I think there's 50 matches there, and they're saying they're going to be adding 30 a month, and they can continue that pace for several years. So they're asking $8.99 for this. Yeah. So if you look at the value of the network, which is all of their shit, which is way more shit, plus live pay-per-views.
Yes.
Plus they're doing their original shows.
So okay, so that detracts.
That's true. But and then it's only $1 more, though.
Yes. And how much is New Japan World?
It's also like $10 a month, and it's all Mac. Well, I know they do have other shows. It's just obviously don't speak the language. But, I mean, they have a lot of matches, and they have a lot of live events. They have more live events on that show, frankly, than that are broadcast on New Japan World than there is on,
yes, that's right,
on WWE Network.
Yeah, because WWE, and WWE's foray, I guess, as it were, into that is going to be, well, and when you talk about live stuff, I mean, some of the stuff, if you have a live Raw pre-show or post-show, you know, some of that times, I mean, there's probably a month. Now they're going to have that Japan show.
Yeah.
Which is like...
Still not as much as New Japan World, where you're going to get like 3 or 4 a month.
Well, and they've got the live streaming Regin's House.
Live streaming.
Because it's like Big Brother, right?
Yeah.
They do that stuff.
Yeah.
So, they actually should do that for Legends House. It's just have, now that it's not, you know, 6 years old.
Yeah, they should.
Tape it. But,
well, I mean, it's a funny thing about the network for me is I keep on going, you know what? I mean, you're adding shows like Swerve, which we watched, and I won't bother going back to. The List, which is a worse version of Countdown.
Yes.
You know, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I know people weren't watching the old stuff, but I'm still like, at the end of the day, if you...
Jesus Christ, I watched...
like, honestly...
Shit from 90s, from 87.
But that's it, though. I still think the end of the day, the way that this works is, it is, if you're looking to be an entertainment channel, the stuff that you present that is entertainment is inferior to what every other channel out there is presenting.
If you want to be an entertainment channel, then what you have to do is be entertaining.
Well, exactly. And you are less... Like, if somebody said, you can pay $2 a month for this... Mm. For their entertainment part. Take away all the old matches. Take away just the match, the shows that they put on.
Yeah.
Or you could pay for like the 6 or 7 best shows from any other channel. They would choose that other channel, is my point.
Exactly.
So I mean, I still think that the way WWE really makes this work its best long term would be to have CMLL and New Japan and ROH,
AAA.
I mean, I still think, you know what, at the end of the day,
Yeah.
NFL does do a few shows for their network, but that's only because they cannot fill the content for an entire year, because the nature of the product only goes on for like half a year.
Right. Well, but in NFL, those NFL films,
yeah,
have been
a lot of that stuff is old, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, you can't. But WWE, like at the end of the day, NFL isn't trying to do their show's still going to be wrestling or football related. They're doing a Swerved or a.
Put it this way, yeah, you're not like fucking Ocho Cinco is not punking people.
No,
Peyton Manning is not. You know, they're not showing Peyton Manning on Saturday Night Live.
No.
Fucking Johnny Manziel isn't trying to be Ashton Kutcher and punking people. No. Like, they're not doing that shit.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, you're not going to do that as well. I still think if you're going to make this thing work,
yeah,
at the end of the day, you got to say, we are a wrestling product. There's enough of a fan base out there who likes wrestling that, yeah, just like the NFL Network or the Major League Baseball Network or NASCAR Network, or
hockey,
yeah, NHL has a network, golf has a network.
Yes.
All of them concentrate on their product.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you got to concentrate on your product, and if that partially means you got to have some of that old stuff, even if people are watching. But it also just means, frankly, yeah, that's what, when somebody wants to watch wrestling,
yeah,
just wrestling, forget all the other bullshit, they should be able to get you NXT. And frankly, I think if you really ever want to make it work, you gotta carry the CMLL and what's going on in England and stuff like that. I still think that's your best way to make it go.
Well, that, and you also need to give Xavier Woods a cooking show.
Well, or Booker T, or as I like to call him, Cooker T.
Xavier Woods was fucking fantastic.
Xavier Woods is fantastic.
He is awesome. I know. I can't believe that the fucking primetime players are the tag champions. Because New Day rocks.
I like on NXT this week when Dana Brooks was wrestling. The crowd was chanting, "What about Dana it? Socks?"
Yeah.
Dana! So, like they were doing the New Day chant.
Yeah.
But with Dana
instead of. Dana Socks.
Dana Socks.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they were doing.
Yes. And let's go Mojo. Mojo sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And mainly Mojo sucks because he does.
Yeah. I know. But the Hype Bros.
Fucking sucks.
What? Tag team action, hot and heavy.
In NXT? Version.
Well, you got three teams, four teams.
Five teams?
Five.
Six teams.
What? You got your Enzo and Cass.
Yeah, Enzo and Cass.
You got your fucking rave guys with Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
You got the Vaudevillains.
Vaudevillains, sure.
You got the Hype Bros.
Yep.
Who am I missing?
Well, you're going to have pretty soon Jordan and Gable.
Have you seen Chad Gable's his name?
Yeah.
You've seen these
He's things? Ready, Willing, and Gable.
Yeah, yeah. You've seen him. Yeah. You've seen these things. And I understand he was on the Olympic team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I understand. Very capable amateur wrestler.
Capable.
Okay. But I look at him,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and I see 1988 jobber.
Yeah. So down there, he'll be a tag team wrestler.
Down where?
Down there. Until he learns his way.
No, he's got no look is what I mean, though.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I don't see him on the main roster as well.
I'm not saying he's on the main roster. I'm saying he's a tag team down there.
Oh, no, eventually you're going to have that.
Well, right? Eventually, I mean, again, if you had looked at Bray Wyatt when he started, you didn't see a look either.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. Okay. With Husky Harris, I did, because I said that
before he was Husky Harris. Different.
Well, but we
before
really
he was even Husky Harris.
We didn't really see him.
No, but if you look at those pictures of him, I've seen some videos of him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When he first started there, when he was, you know, when sure. he was going by his own name,
sure.
Rotunda or Wyndham Rotunda.
Wyndham Rotunda.
And, you know, and he was tagging with his little brother. And you, know, you looked at that guy, and you didn't think, yeah, that.
No.
Think that guy had any shot. So all I'm saying is it's too early to say, oh, no look, he can't get up there.
No, that's true. I just don't see a look is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I
can't disagree with that.
NXT is...
I still think you're an idiot, but I can't disagree with
NXT
that.
NXT is going well, I think. I'm watching their stuff, and I'm...
I'm not watching at 3 in the morning.
No, I won't.
On July 4th.
No, I'll watch
I will
it
definitely
I will.
Watch when I wake
I'll watch
up.
Watch it when I wake up, you know.
Yeah, fuck right.
And they've got lots of stuff happening down there, though. I mean, it's like... And we talk about Bull Dempsey, right?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, well, his gimmick is he's you.
Well, no, he's fat. He eats a lot. And he's lazy. So that part's you. His gimmick is he's us. Oh. He's We Talk Wrestling. He's the fat from me and the lazy from you.
You know what he needs to be, though? He needs an edge. The guy needs to be a dick.
Then he will.
Then he just... Then he can just be...
But he's lazy and he's not very bright. He's you, that part. Yeah. He's 75% you.
I think he's 75% you.
You think he's 75% of me?
Yes. By that I mean 350 pounds.
Alright. So moving on.
Moving on. We have a Finn Balor special on Thursday.
Yeah.
Which is going to be fantastic.
Should you answer the phone that's calling?
Is the phone? Is that what that is?
Yeah, somebody's an asshole is trying to call us.
It's fucking, is that what it says? Why does it say asshole on the phone? Okay.
Holy fuck. This is, we've been trying to get this guy on forever. We got a guest on the trying to call in.
Put him through. I'm skeptical, but put him through.
No, it's John Cena.
Stuff we said.
Hey, John. John.
Ernest Verde, Honda Verde.
What?
Honda Verde.
Uh-huh.
Honda Verde, Honda Fatty.
John, are you speaking Swedish? Yeah, I'm gonna hang up now because he doesn't want to talk English to us. You know,
fuck?
I know. So you can add that as apparently the languages that he speaks.
Yeah, I guess so.
Chinese,
right?
Japanese,
dirty knees, money please,
and French.
French. That's the dirty knees.
It's Swedish.
Swedish. No money, please. Okay. Yeah. So we got them all covered. Yeah. So it's Swedish. Yeah, yeah. It turns out after watching Raw, yeah, John Cena speaks a lot of languages, yeah, making him an even bigger dick than we thought.
Yeah. No, so that's good. That's good. John Cena, you know, well, it's been established for a long time that he's multilingual.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But we do have to finish up recording because I want
to. I'm going to text him. I'm going to tell him if he wants to actually talk to us.
Okay.
To call back.
Yes.
But this time not to be a dick. Super dick.
While we're recording?
Yeah.
I'm going to play with my Legos. Hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Finn Balor likes to play with a Lego.
Yeah. I like to play with something too.
And he also likes, while he was playing with Lego,
That's my nickname for it too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Comes apart, goes back together again.
One of those two circled things. But he likes to watch SummerSlam 1995.
This is his favorite one ever.
Yeah.
Why? It had one good match.
Yeah, it had the ladder match, the better of the two.
Well, Yeah, it was the better of the two ladder matches.
The better of the two, and I remember. I remember a time in 1996. I want to say at about hammered. I should add at about 4 a.m.
And you want to drink more?
Yeah, I did. Uh-huh. 4 a.m. I think it was.
Yeah,
the 3-4 a.m. bar closed.
Uh-huh.
We go to your parents' house. Well, they're upstairs.
Oh, sleeping. I remember
and
that.
We're really
to show
quiet
Alex.
To show Alex and Whitey.
That's right, the ladder match.
The ladder match.
And we showed them both of them.
Yes.
And then had them pick which one was better.
Which one? That's right.
Yeah.
And neither one of them cared.
No.
Except for us.
No, but they were polite, and they picked the second one.
Well, Alex was.
Alex was polite.
Whitey was polite.
Was probably stealing stuff from my parents.
Probably.
That's right.
It's actually his birthday today.
Whitey or Alex?
Yeah, Whitey.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's funny.
Well, if you want me to go call the jail cells and wish them.
What's that called? Jail Skype or something?
Jail Skype?
What was Brett Kerman doing?
go place a call to him there. Who's a Brett Kerman?
What?
What's a Brett Kerman?
I don't know. It's not on our show.
No. So let me tell you about a Brian Maddox.
Okay.
Okay, so you know Brad Maddox.
I am aware of Brad Maddox.
Who is he?
The Mad Ox.
Brad Maddox. He used to be...
former general manager of Raw.
And referee.
and refereeing. Really shitty at basically everything he's ever done.
No,
yet he's still not employed.
Not a bad promo, actually.
Still employed.
I don't know how he is a wrestler. We see him wrestle so little. He was Beef Wellington when he was wrestling in Eastern Canada.
Really?
Where he's from. Yeah, that was his name, yeah. That he went by. But
I thought he was dead.
Different guy. That was Biff Wellington.
Right.
Wrestled here in the western parts of Canada. Yeah.
Benoit's tag team partner.
In WCW. Benoit, when he first showed up, yeah. Well, yeah, it was Biff Wellington in that tournament for the NWA.
But that's because he represented Canada, because Benoit and Wellington were Stampede.
Yeah.
A tag team in Stampede.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That you're saying in WCW.
Well, yeah, Stampede. Yeah, but that's just where people would know him from. If they
they would know him from Stampede.
Addie's drinking more.
Fuckers.
Making less sense.
That's right. So. You would know him from Stampede. Same way you know fucking Mike Shaw as Muck and Sing and nothing else.
Yeah.
Bastards.
Bastion.
Bastion. Ryder Ferguson's.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember
Norman,
that?
Norman
that
the
was
Maniac.
A gimmick where he only beat black jobbers.
Yeah. that's true.
Yeah.
That wasn't the gimmick, but by coincidence.
Yes. His name was Ferguson.
So anyways, did you see... Oh, what is it? Who is it? On ROH, you didn't see... See, I watched this ROH show.
This
pay-per-view.
ROH show.
This,
they have this show, you see.
Well, every week they have this television show. I did watch that too, but I watched their pay-per-view. I can't remember where it was, but somebody brought up Moose is Bad News Brown's son, and that's the rumor.
That has to be Carino.
I think Carino mentioned it, and then Kelly goes, well, that is the rumor. I think that was how it went.
That's awesome.
Yes.
I need to see Moose do an Enziguri.
I think he has.
Yeah, nice.
I think he has. On pay-per-view, he was the one guy who did the flip-flop and fly in tribute to Dusty.
Nice. Yeah. Well, that's... Yeah. Surprise. Well, he's a... he probably grew up with that.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Well, actually, no. He's not that old.
He's like 30.
Would you see Dusty if you're like 30? If you're 30 or
25 years ago,
30 you were born 1990?
1990?
10 years ago.
You're 5 years old?
10 years ago, you'd be talking Arn Anderson, Terra Funk.
1995,
Ming. 1994 would have been War Games with him and Dusty, Dustin, and the Nasty Boys against Colonel Parker's Stud Stable.
Pushing
so
it.
You would just know him as the Pay Winda. I mean, you'd know of him. But
well,
you would
if you
not...
watched, no, if you watched the, if you would have seen him do the flip flop and flop,
well,
if you had watched the,
if Moose,
the Nitro era,
if
WCW,
he has, if he has the network,
yeah.
Well, no, the Nitro era, you really wouldn't.
No, there was occasion when he got in the ring and did the flip flop and fly
on occasion.
Yeah,
so I'm just not saying. Enough.
But he's Dusty Rhodes.
You
would have seen
tapes.
You would have seen tapes.
Yes,
you would have seen YouTube.
I understand.
Speaking of which, I was going to mention that NWA. So now they're asking you to pay $9 a month for that content that you're used to getting for free on YouTube.
Yes, so go find yourself.
When you're getting that much other stuff. And on New Japan or whatever. I mean,
yeah.
This is going to fail. It's stupid.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily going to fail because I don't think, again, what's the cost going to be?
Well,
the network was different because they had to launch it and they had to promote it and they had to do all this stuff. To slap a bunch of shit on the internet under your own guise and ask people to fucking pay for it, hell, I mean, we should do that. Pay for this show, people. Premium We Talk Wrestling, we will be, you know what we should have? Premium
sober.
We Talk Wrestling?
We'll be sober on that one.
Explicit. If you want to hear the good shit. Yes, uncensored.
Uncensored.
We Talk Wrestling uncensored. You have to pay for.
No, you don't understand. He is censoring himself.
Yes, I am.
You don't understand. This is the censored Addy. You don't get it. Oh my god. What are we talking about?
I don't know. Dusty and Moose.
Yeah. This Best in the World pay-per-view, it had the main event was Jay Lethal versus Jay Briscoe, which led the crowd to, because the crowd was doing "Let's go Briscoe, let's go Lethal" chants.
Okay,
and then eventually the whole crowd just starts going "Let's go Jay, let's go." Jay.
that's
that
awesome,
fantastic.
That is awesome, actually.
But I love this match. This match was so much better to me than Kevin Owens versus John Cena 2. Because, like I say, I mean...
I've never seen it before.
Well, not just because that. I mean, I think I might even have seen it before. But
not the same match. Hmm? Not the same match.
What do you mean, not the same match?
Well, and Cena 2 was the same as Cena Owens 1.
That's true. So. It was the same. And it starts off with chain wrestling before getting into the big moves. I mean, you know, the spot is, Briscoe hit his finisher, the J-Driller, once, but it was through a table. So it looked like the finish.
Right.
But Lethal kicked out. Plus, Lethal hit his finish once, and Jay kicked out. Then he hit Jay's finish, the J-Driller, and then his own finish a second time and won clean.
Nice.
Whereas, like I said, I have the problem I have with the... And it started off, like I said, with Matt wrestling, and then it built logically. It seemed like a fight. And the problem I have with Cena... this is the problem, and I know we said this before.
Wait. The problem you have with Cena.
Cena Owens 2, like I say, is that... And I see this with pretty much... This is probably the problem I have with Cena right now. As good as Cena has been this year, and he has been good.
Yes.
I no longer see the attitude adjustment and think that's the finish.
That's right.
Ever.
Because he has to hit like 8 or 3.
No. Every single time I see somebody hit their finish, I should be thinking to myself, that's it, the match is over.
Yeah.
So the occasional time when I don't.
Stick and this is a fork in him, he's done.
And you know what? It's not even just them. I mean, people didn't think that the third fucking F5 was enough to put away the Undertaker. You know, because they killed finishers to that point. So it's not just John Cena. But he's the worst for it.
Well, I don't think that they killed finishers to that point. To that point, it's the Undertaker and the Streak.
That's a little bit of
that. That's a little bit different.
He didn't pin, let's put it this way. He didn't always pin, when he hit that move, on Hunter. Hunter kicked out. So, I mean, like, they don't get over the finisher strong.
Okay, so far you have the Undertaker during the Streak. And Hunter as your fucking examples. Would you care to have a third, maybe relevant one?
All I'm saying is, now it takes 3 AAs to pin somebody.
Yes.
And now that you've done 3, that's going to get boring.
Yes.
And that's going to get predictable. So then it's going to get to 4. Then it's going to get to 5. Yes. And
like, I remember a time during WrestleMania 4 when it took 3 clotheslines from Hercules to drop the Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
A normal guy would go down from half a clothesline.
Yes.
That was the Jesse Ventura line.
Exactly. You know, exactly. But that's it. Right? That's why. But this match, you had when the J-Driller was hit to the table, you thought that was the finish.
Right.
The first time Lethal hit it, you thought that was the finish. And the second time was enough. That just showed that Jay had a little more fight in him. But it was still protected because there was only 2.
No.
Was
this match scheduled for one fall?
Yeah, I believe a 20-minute time limit.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I probably went 30 minutes anyways, but yeah, but I think this is a much better match there for that reason, basically, you know.
And I think the interesting thing coming out of this...
When John Cena has a match where he hits 14 AAs, and you're like, well, the 15th one is the finisher.
Right.
That's when it's just going to be a little ridiculous, isn't it?
Jey Uso is going to get up from that 14th one.
Uh-huh.
Right. You can't, I mean...
Let's go, Jey.
I realize Mizdow is kicked out of the first 12, but the next two... That's iffy. The interesting thing with ROH, though, with Jay Lethal, is that he's keeping both belts.
Yes.
He's defending both belts separately.
Yes, which is awesome.
They're not combining. They're going, you're a world title contender. You're a TV contender. So I'll wrestle you and I'll wrestle you. So my question is, have you seen any of the follow-up television yet?
I haven't seen any of the television yet, and I didn't read the spoilers. Okay.
I'm just curious if he's a babyface now.
I'm not sure if he is or isn't, but I know.
A heel defending 2 titles.
Well, he wasn't really the heel going into this, match anyways.
But he is a
heel. He is a heel, yeah.
Defending 2 titles? I don't know. And until how long until... I mean, you're going to have Austin Aries coming in, right? To try to do some
probably,
stuff.
Probably, maybe.
Well,
he's gone from TNA, so he's either going to Global Force or he's going there.
He's gone from TNA, and he missed the cutoff casting for Tough Enough. So...
It's too bad.
It's just too bad. They would have taken him, I'm sure. No problem.
Mm-hmm. Be a favorite.
I'm just curious, though. Well, my I talked to you about... one of my favorite wrestlers earlier.
Yeah.
And,
Moose.
Yes. And the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen ZZ?
ZZ?
Have you seen
DJ,
ZZ?
DJ's...
No, ZZ. He's on Tough Enough.
Oh, fuck no. That's the alligator guy, right? I'm like everybody else in America. I didn't watch Tough
Enough. There's a thing on the network.
Okay.
I have to show this to you.
All right.
ZZ
mm-hmm.
is awesome.
Okay.
He is going to get nowhere in WWE.
He's probably the next released.
Yeah. Because he's naturally awesome.
Mm.
They did not make him up, so mm-hmm. he will not go well.
And you said he's a natural, which they don't look for.
They had Butch Reed. But the thing with ZZ, he doesn't look like a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
But his personality, this guy's awesome.
Well, it doesn't matter when everything's written for you.
Yes, exactly. So that's why he's not going to go far. But I'll show this to you. Just watching him on this show, awesome.
Yeah.
Gold.
Cody again was not on Raw this last week. I'm not sure when he's going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have the sense that he's coming back as Stardust. I have a sense.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Did you see his eulogy?
I read the eulogy.
It's on YouTube too.
Is it? I didn't see it. No, I read the transcript he placed on Twitter. You might have had the stuff with the guy from Arrow, but Stephen Arnell or whatever his name is.
But that was never even a guarantee either. Yeah, and it was never going
to. I tell you exactly what you do with him is you just wait. You just like to keep him off TV until Dustin is ready, and you have them both come out as the Rose Brothers, no fucking makeup, nothing, and dedicate their next title win to Dusty and chase the heel champions in the New Day, especially now that Rowan is injured and then you don't have to worry about the heart of Rowan.
Yeah,
that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
150% agree.
Yeah,
that's it. That's
what you do.
And you know what I could even keep given the WWE story,
mm-hmm.
and knowing how they do things.
Yeah,
I could keep Goldust.
I could, but I think in this case I wouldn't. Not the very first night they come out to do a promo. Afterwards, maybe.
I think Cody and Goldust are your team. Because the Goldust is just a thing now. Like Dustin,
I know what you're saying. I know. I just think
he's been cutting promos as Dustin wearing the paint for that whole thing with the show. I think you could still get away with it. So I won't have a problem if they put the paint on.
No, but
them,
I wouldn't have a problem if they didn't either.
No, I wouldn't either. I could see. I like the idea, and I could see him keeping the paint, and you might as well. I mean, it works, right?
Yeah,
it totally works. And I mean, they've done it before. I mean, it got Davey Boy Smith a job.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and I just think it makes sense. And Stardust wasn't
going anywhere anyways.
Yeah, it was stupid.
He was doing his best, but
he was. But it was just.
But
done.
Yeah, it wasn't going anywhere. He never sure turned heel. He wasn't a good heel. That character. Better baby face. But anyways, back to Brian Maddox, which is where got the name from, Brad Maddox.
Okay. What's a Brian Maddox?
Well, he used to be their vice president of digital distribution for the WWE. He was there for a while and ended up... What's that?
Is that the guy?
What?
Anyway, go ahead.
I don't know. What did you just do?
I slapped. Is it? That's not the Del Rio guy.
No, that's not the Del Rio guy. Okay. No. That guy was a writer.
I don't know.
Or certainly wasn't a janitor.
No?
Fuck, you're drunk.
He'd write for the Mexicools?
But, no, he was the vice president of digital distribution. And, okay. I think he was the guy who probably was starting up the network when he first started up and then got let go pretty quickly in there. Remember, they made a change.
Oh, God, they've made like 8 changes.
Yeah. But he was pretty high up in the company and was let go. And he has been named in this. There's this lawsuit, you'll remember, about the people that are suing the WWE for basically falsifying reports about the success of their negotiations, what they would be, the mm-hmm. success of their, how many network subscribers they were getting.
Oh, that.
All their stockholders are suing them.
Right, the class action deal.
Right. So this guy has... He is apparently going to be... They have what is known as a confidential witness going on into this. And speculation is it's him. And he's come out and said that he does not support any of his statements that he made for the prosecutors attorneys to be used against WWE. But that's even more reason to think it is him. And right. he's going to be subpoenaed anyways. Okay. And apparently he gave them, they have emails and recorded conversations uh-huh. of him giving them facts proving WWE knew that they weren't going to get what they were publicly promoting that caused their stock price to rise.
Okay.
So that's who Brian Maddox is. So this is just interesting.
Uh-huh.
And a story to watch.
What is that going to mean, though, I wonder?
I don't know. I just know that... Like, you didn't think there was any merit to this? And then all of a sudden, when a guy comes out and he goes... And, like, he has stats that he gave them saying... WWE is saying yeah. that they have 80 million fans. And actually, internal reports were that they have 1.3 million fans.
Right.
Now, that's 1.3 million that they consider hardcore true fans. Even sure. though they have 4 million people watching them on Raw.
Right.
But 1.3 million is the amount that watch sure. without changing the channel.
I don't know.
And that, so that the expectations for the network to get 2 million you know what, buyers was much. And the same thing, they're showing that their stats are for what their income level is of their own fans and how much and the median age and all this stuff is different than what they publicly right. promoted
sure.
and why they don't think that they knew that they could not get
right.
money. For the promotions that they didn't get the money from those for mm-hmm. the network. That the value of their basically what they were asking, they apparently they sell ads for $15,000 a spot on okay. USA Network.
Yes,
and
they don't. USA
does. USA does. Yeah, USA sells $15,000 a spot, and would have to sell at $60,000 a spot, which they could not do
right.
to when the audience is income level and education level and all this stuff and household right. whatever.
Well, they're broke and stupid.
Yeah, basically. And that they had their own stats saying that, but they were publishing it otherwise. All this caused their stock price to go up.
Right.
And that they yeah, so I mean, I don't know if there's anything to it, but it gives this okay. actual but, more sure. legitimacy.
Of course it does. But I mean, okay, my question to you, and really my question overall to all this is, and call me a cynic. Call me realist.
Will it get Vince McMahon out of there, which is part of the thing this lawsuit wants?
No.
That's part of what they want.
I don't give a fuck what they want.
Okay.
And nobody gives a fuck what they want. These are people that... Okay. A giant corporation, a yeah. giant American corporation has lied.
To its stockholders.
Yes, to its stockholders. So, as I said, call me a cynic, call me realistic. There are laws in place,
uh-huh.
okay, to protect.
Yeah.
The giant corporation.
That's true. Because a giant corporation is actually a person in America.
No, but...
It has the legal rights and status
more,
of a living human
no,
being.
No, it doesn't. It has more legal rights than you true. Or I.
Yeah,
than
okay? a human being.
A giant corporation is fucking us over. Giant corporation wins 9 times out of 10.
I know.
Okay, with all the proof in the world.
I know.
And that 10th time... Don't do that again, please.
We'll see. It's just very interesting.
It's interesting. They'll be found guilty, and they'll have to pay a fine of $50 million. And, wow, big number. And their stock price will go down $5 a share, only to go up within the next 2 years back to the level it was before. That's my prediction.
Okay.
Should they be guilty?
What I'm saying is we'll keep an eye out on this story.
We will. It's okay. interesting, but...
I'll be right back. I'm not going to go to the washroom. I'm going to do two couple things. I'm going to grab... it's hot in here. It's hot.
That's Sabu.
And I'm going to grab something to wipe the sweat off my face. Because I'm sweating like Brian Maddox.
Really?
Because I think he's probably sweating with this coming out because he's worried about retribution for the WWE.
I don't have an American flag for you.
And
wipe your mouth with the American flag.
No, that's what Shawn Michaels does, the Canadian one.
Then you can toss the styrofoam container right out the side. There ain't a goddamn thing anybody can do about
it. Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go wipe all right. But I'm also going to grab my phone because we're going to read Dusty Rhodes' biography over the next however long it takes to read it.
And I'll go get something. Dusty Rhodes. But I'll go get something too.
Oh, you're going to go get a beverage?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to get you a beverage?
No, sure.
Beverages.
I know, but I can almost use another.
How much you got? I only have one left.
I only have one that's unopened.
I'll be right back.
All right. I'm going to talk about, I don't know. Well, yeah, I'll look at my notes. The first thing on my note is, fuck Kane. And I'm not going to cross that out because I think it's important. And when Mo gets back into the room, he's going to want to hear that. So... I'll keep that going, but officially we will talk TNA. announcing his their Hall of Famer, and it's going to be the founder, as they say, JEFFJRRET, and Double J Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, I'm back.
Oh, I thought that was your front.
I just gotta say, is that brownies in your kitchen?
Oh, you want one?
Duh. Do I want a brownie?
Talk about JEFFJRRET. You're official now.
We can wait till the show's over.
Oh, okay. Officially. No, actually, I'll give you one now. Officially, your TNA 2015 Hall of Famer, because AJ Styles said, go fuck yourself.
Well, that part is true. They asked AJ Styles to come in, which is ridiculous. Because AJ is in the prime of his career. And of course, everybody, if he did come back, everybody would think that he's coming back. And he really, you know, more and more, he had more distance from TNA. And was able to work for other people and see how well he was treated there. He had an idea of just how poorly he was treated within TNA. And I still, like many people, still have some hope they go to WWE, though I don't see that ever happening. But that would be great. Oh, that's nice. That's good. That's a good big one. I like that. I like it when you give me a big one.
Also, here's your brownie.
Jeff, yeah, so even asking AJ is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the fucking nerve.
You have so few people. Yeah, it is. That's exactly the fucking nerve. You have so few people to ask. So then they get Jeff Jarrett, who actually is deserving for what they have, and they put in one person a year, and they put in so far Sting and Angle.
And
Hogan.
And the Dudleys. No, they didn't put Hogan. They had Sting, Angle, Sting, and the Dudleys.
Oh, okay. And Bubba's back.
Remember, because Dudleys were inducted on the Bound for Glory that nobody saw.
That's right. Japan. That's right. They were.
Team 3D.
If you will. But like I say, Bubba's back. Devon will be back too. It makes sense. Yeah. His girlfriend's back working there again. And Bubba Sky, so.
And he's Joe Mazur and fucking Dixie the Cunt Carter's back as a baby face.
Yeah, the crowd does not want the cheer.
Nobody gives a fuck. And the thing is TNA just in such disarray. You got Slam a Motherfucking Versary coming up. You got.
But first off, let's have the title match that we're going to have there on free TV. Mm-hmm. So they do that. Now they need a hook for the. Oh, this has got like peanut butter in it.
Yeah.
So now they need a hook for the.
Ethan Carter is your thing. So now they're going to have.
Yeah, he's a champ.
Yeah, he's a champ. So now they're going to have a King of the Mountain match, which was a staple of the early Slammiversaries. Mm-hmm. This fucking stupid ass. Fucking whatever, reverse ladder match.
Okay. Do you know the actual rules for this fucking thing?
You have to take... Don't you have to take a title and put it...
Okay.
Well, there is no fucking title, though, so what do you do?
No. Okay. So, whatever it is, you have to hang. And there is a title. It's they've created a title.
Okay,
called
yes.
The King of the Mountain
title. Yes, I've heard this now.
All right. To only defend it once a year in this event.
Right.
So how this works is everybody starts out outside the ring, and you have to hang this belt. You have to get on a ladder and hang the belt.
Yes.
So reverse battle royal.
Yeah.
Or reverse ladder match. But you're not eligible to hang it unless you pin somebody, which I think has to happen in the ring, though. It could actually be anywhere. Falls could count anywhere. I'm not 100% sure. Oh, you have to pin somebody, though, before you're allowed to hang the belt. And if you get pinned, you go into a penalty box.
I remember the fucking penalty box.
For, yeah. I think it's 3 minutes, maybe two.
Yeah.
I don't know who created this thing.
I think I do. If I can be honest with you.
If I was just going to go there, because, I mean, no doubt Jeff Jarrett had a part in creating this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because he, you know, it was his match and he won it the first,
you
whatever.
Know, Jeff... That is a great idea that you came up with for a reverse ladder match.
Yeah, basically. And so this guy...
I want to hang myself listening to that.
And apparently they aren't that bad of match. I think I might have seen one once. I'm not 100% sure. Apparently they're not that bad. I can't really recall. And they're looking for a hook. So they're like, okay, what do we have that WWE doesn't have that we can bring back? And there's not much. Because other than the Ultimate X match, there really isn't anything that
that you got. And the problem with the Ultimate X match is they've just given it away and used it willy-nilly for far too long.
Yeah.
And now it means nothing. So it means really you didn't have a lot of else to go. Because you haven't got a title match. You're looking for some sort of hook. The idea of Jeff Jarrett being there for whoever their fans are and watching. And I think it was close to 440,000 watched compared to about 340 for ROH this last week.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that bad a plan to bring him back and have him cut the promo he did to try and get a little buzz. But
it worked.
Definitely worked. They definitely got some budget. But this match is just, it's a mess. Like and like you say, I mean, this would have been, I'm not sure when it, like you say, came up with, but Russo was there, we know. Jeff Jarrett was there. Jeff Jarrett definitely had a hand in it. It smells Russo-ific. And even if he didn't, he did, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's just, I don't know. The whole thing is stupid. And I mean, Austin Aries gone. Magnus gone. James Storm gone. Low-key gone.
Gunner
gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, that, it's a whole thing about how much of this now, the speculation is this a global force invasion angle that's going to happen? You know, does it matter? No. Like, I mean,
we know Jeff Jarrett is going to be around there. And what I love, there's a couple things that are funny. Number one, that Jeff Jarrett comes back.
Yeah.
And all these people who had been talking shit about him.
Bob Ryder.
Are fucking kissing his ass.
Oh, Bob Ryder was fucking, even a couple weeks ago, wrote some fucking thing about him, how much of a dick he is.
Yeah.
And now he's the greatest professional athlete in the world today. I mean, fuck yeah. It's hilarious. But, I mean, the whole thing with this is,
well, they also pissed off a lot of the Norm Russells. Because they were talking shit about this guy, and they have been for years.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they show up, and the guy's at the arena.
Yeah.
And all the workers are like, why aren't you telling us this stuff? Why are you keeping us, why are you, once again,
yeah,
not keeping us in the loop?
On the heels of Destination America canceling the program and ROH being added and not being told, now you've got this.
Now you've done this to us. Exactly. Now you did this to us before. You did this to us when we left and when we left Spike. You did, like, you're constantly trying to, or you're not including them. You're not seeing their employees as partners in any way. And there's no trust. And there's no morale. And then people, they don't know. And all the rumors is, oh, okay, well, this is going to become Global Force. It's going to take over, and they're going to stay on Destination America, but Spike is going to be gone. Or just, they're going to take over, and there's going to be this angle for them coming in. We don't know. But all the guys are like, again, I don't know if I'm supposed to.
Well,
like they just, there's no trust of Dixie, and Dixie, once again, just poor judgment.
I mean,
and poorly run business.
And like I said, at this stage, who cares? Like, well, Global Force coming in, like, so? Right? Like, all it is it's like, I'm trying to even think about it. Remember when...
Well, here's what it is you had a bunch of guys in Global Force, like Chad Stevens, who doesn't matter if he comes in, or the Young Bucks who won't be on their TV,
right,
and won't come in. You know, Sanjay Dutt doesn't mean much. You know, David Boy Smith Jr.
Right.
Like, you don't, again, they already didn't have stars.
Right.
You know, so the idea of them coming in and attacking them didn't mean much, because this wasn't a company. Not like Global Force has come out of the shoots with a ton of momentum.
They're thinking, when you think invasion angle, of course you think NWO, right? When I hear Global Force, and ironically Jeff Jarrett's involved, I think of the NWA in WWF in 97. And when you had your Barry Windham and your Rock and Roll Express and Jeff Jarrett, who meant nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming in, and Wyndham and Jarrett were both WWF guys that switched.
You knew Switch. Which is what it feels like.
And the Rock and Rolls come in.
That's what feels like Magnus and Storm would be.
Exactly. Magnus, Storm, whether it's Magnus, Storm, Gunner, Aries, any of those guys, Matt Morgan. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. These are TNA guys. that now, like, the only ones you can get away with would be, like, your announcers. If you got Tanay and West, that you could, because they've been away for so for long enough.
Yeah, that's going to be the announcers for maybe for Global Force.
And the same with Jarrett. At least West. You could say, okay, Jarrett's been disgruntled and started his own thing, but now, like, who cares? There's nobody that they brought in.
Well, that's it. They got some buzz, so somebody does care, but it's just because they don't know what... Why they care is because they can't figure it out.
It's long term. The interest isn't in the angle. The interest is how the fuck is this going to train? How this train wreck is going to play out?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's not anything to do with the wrestling.
No, it's nothing to do with the wrestling. And the other thing about this is, like, we're all speculating, and we don't know if Jeff's going to end up there. Or, I can't see even if Global Force starts there, Destination America wanting them. But there have been some talk of, well, what happens if, now that ROH is there, they do an invasion angle on TNA. And that would have been interesting. I think if ROH had done an invasion angle on TNA, and then you could have brought in Global Force later, and maybe you could still bring in ROH now, and it would, you know, whose side are they going to go on? Is it a three-way battle, or are they going to pick a side? But I think if ROH had gone in, I think that actually would have caused some buzz, because it would have been two legitimate separate companies that are separately run, separate ownership, that have been competing with each other for a long time. How's this going to play off? This is interesting. We haven't seen a real company on national TV really invade another company. Like, you saw CZW and ROH all those years ago. Like, Addy talks about the, you know, you can talk about the NWA one or the ECW invasion. Lasted only a couple weeks on Raw. NWO. But NWO was, again, was, you know, not a real company invading. This would be actually two actual companies on national TV. I don't think we'd ever have seen that if ROH had done
that. That would have been a good idea.
And the thing is, it would have given both companies, I think, a boost. I think it would have created some ratings. It would have created some buzz.
Yeah.
But it would have meant more for TNA, who's about to die,
yes,
than ROH. So for ROH, you're probably just better off waiting for them to die.
And I don't know if ratings-wise it would have meant anything. I go back to... This, to me, is the equivalent of... Is the equivalent of ECW coming in with WWF. And, you know, that... that had a little bit of buzz, but... didn't equate to anything in terms of ratings or you know, anything that way. It was just a, call it a quick hit buzz that they had with ECW on Raw in February of 97. But I just, this Global Force thing...
Well, when I talk about ratings going up, I'm talking like 20%, which would be 80,000 people.
Yeah, I was going to say another 60,000 people. Yeah. Which, I mean, up is up, but still, yeah. It doesn't make any sense to me why they went with this Global Force thing.
No, well, going with this Global Force thing smacks of desperation. Smacks of desperation from Jeff Jarrett, who I'm not sure how much he's invested. I mean, himself. He has investors. Of course, he threw out the name Toby Keith.
Well, that was, I think that was part of the quote-unquote shootness of it, right? The same way he used his work storyline to explain how he left, right? I mean, that was... So I didn't really read anything in...
I think that was just a desperate attempt to create buzz again.
A buzz, but... I don't know that it, again, I don't know that that worked for the intended point of everything, right?
No, probably not. But again, I think it was an intention to create a buzz again, to say Toby Keith, and it did mean something, because his name has been referenced by people such as ourselves.
Yeah.
But again, this whole thing smacks of desperation. Jeff Jarrett's desperate because he doesn't have TV, and all of a sudden he's got these investors, and he's been promising certain things, and... The house shows that they've done in the baseball parks are drawing about 500 people, which is not too impressive.
No.
You know, and he doesn't have a network. It doesn't look like he's going to get a deal. So he's desperate.
Yeah.
And you got TNA, who's about to be canceled in September. And it just, even though the audience is starting to come back on Wednesdays, it's only coming back to the point of where it was on Fridays for Destination America, which is still, like, not, you know, tremendous. Nothing like what they had on Spike. So they're
not
desperate.
Even, not even close.
No, they're, so they're desperate.
Yeah.
Right? So it just, it smacks of desperation. It smacks of companies that are, that are, that aren't going to work and aren't going to be around long, doing whatever they can. And I just don't think it's going to work.
Yeah. And that's the whole point, is I really don't think that any of this is going to work.
No.
And I, you know, and whatever you want to say, it's just, it's a last-ditch effort. I think that Billy Corgan's paws are all over this in terms of, you know, wanting to be Vince Russo. And
yeah,
know,
he seems to idolize Vince Russo.
Yeah, exactly. People won't think about this. And it's just, well, there's a reason.
Yeah.
People won't think about it, right? And it's just, I don't know, you got Matt Morgan coming back, you got Vader.
That means something, Vader.
I mean, well, no, I know, and that's, like, so, like, but at the same time, and you got, like, Hernandez is coming in, you got Matt Morgan coming back, you got Jeff Jarrett coming back, and then, like, instead, at the same time, you're losing, you know, Gunnar and James Storm and Magnus and Austin Aries and Loki, and like, so it's just, and some, you've already lost Samoa Joe, and it's just, and now fucking Bully Ray has come back after there's no WWF interest, you know, from that Royal Rumble.
But he's proven he doesn't want to be there. He'd rather be in WWF. You're a second choice.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And that's how he looks.
And
that's how it is.
Well, I was going to say, it's how it looks because it's how it is. And, yeah. And it just, I, you know, it really, it's weird is what it is.
It's very strange.
It's weird.
It is. But like you say, it's just desperation. It's a company that's, I don't think GFW will be around long. And I don't think TNA obviously either. I think these are two companies on their way out. But if Global Force does take over for TNA, I don't think they could make it work, but it'd be worth a shot. And that's what I would hope would happen. If I had a hope, it would be, okay, this guy they take it over and we get Global Force and we see if they can make a run. Yeah. Unfortunately, the problem with that is it's not like Jeff Jarrett has a track record.
No.
That makes me think they're going to be successful.
The bottom line is,
this is the same guy. He was there the whole time they were fucking up.
Yes, I was going to say, it's basically all the same people.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
No.
It's just that, you know, meet the new TNA, same as the old TNA.
Like, if they had been there, if this was Jerry Jarrett, who was there for the first year of TNA, and then got, you know, kicked out. You'd be like, okay, well, it's new. Well, this is different. Let's see how this goes.
And at least then, like, Cheeks can invade.
Yeah. Whereas this is, it's a guy who was there when we were bitching about the product already, and he was in the booking room, and a guy that supported Russo and brought him back in the first place a couple times, and you know, like, this is, there is no reason to
and
frankly, if he's going to win this King of the Mountain. We talk about Vader. Vader's 60, but what's Jeff Jarrett, like 47?
Like 48. Yeah.
Like, it's not,
I don't even know what's on the fucking Slammiversary card in the stupid mountain match. And I don't care. Like, you say, well, why don't we look it up? No, I don't care. And that's the bottom line of it,
I think the dirty heels in their last match, because Aries is gone, take on Richards and, yeah, the Wolves. Yeah, Richards and Edwards.
Yeah.
In
the winner of that gets to pick the stipulation of the Iron Man match that they've already taped.
That's right.
Yes.
So they've already taped the matches that are airing for television after this event.
Now, no one came out on any of the tapings with the King of the Mountain title, so everybody is assuming that Jeff Jarrett has won it.
Because he's the only one who wasn't there.
Yeah.
That was in the match.
And Jeff Jarrett not there for any of the tapings.
No. Again, so, have we mentioned this is weird?
Yeah, exactly. Like, just such a fucked up situation.
And even from the tapings that you hear about, it's like, even those are completely disjointed.
Oh,
a match that's going to air on the second week will be taped. and then a match that's going to air in the fourth week will be taped, and then a match that's going to air in the first week will be taped. And same with storylines and promos in that way. They're,
and guys that have quit are in things, and it's like, it's just like, and this isn't like they're in the things and then they quit.
No.
You know, like, it's full knowledge. Excuse me. That they're gone.
Yeah.
And
it being TNA, I presume they'll all win.
Yes.
Yes.
So.
Their match is on the way out. you really can't. We've said it before. TNA deserves to go out of business. That's part of the reason why we're hoping they do. They deserve to, frankly. And you hear about this stuff and you go, oh, fuck. But they just deserve it. Like, it's just. It's really pathetic.
Well, and as I said, everything points to all of these people. These people leaving, and then it's just replaced with new people, and it's just it makes no sense. I guess is the thing that's fucked up, right?
No.
And it really just boggles your mind while they're doing it, right? And it's just.
Yeah, so that's what's going on with TNA. So basically, we're bitching about a lot of stuff, while not knowing anything about it, though.
Well, nobody knows, and that's the whole thing. Is that nobody knows?
No.
And so, take your guess is as good as ours as to what happens. I think the bigger thing, though, is it's not. What is going to happen? It's who gives a fuck.
No, but you're right. As much time as we've spent talking about this, because it is interesting and weird, and we're trying to wrap our heads around it, 6 months from now, odds are good that neither company exists.
Yeah.
So we'll just look back on this and go, fuck, that was weird, and move on. Because, you know, it's, well, fuck, that was weird. Let's move on.
It's just, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I will say quickly, Noah, former GHC Tag Team Champion Shane Haste and Mikey Nichols, they've been offered World Wrestling Federation contracts.
Yeah, I think it's Haste who's currently injured with a knee injury.
Too. Yes.
So, yeah.
So they've been offered contracts. I think
they're Australian or something like that again.
I don't know. Lance train them?
No, that's only if they're female.
They're not women. But anyway, that's good.
Yeah,
good for them.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to think of what else.
Well, John has called us back.
Oh.
And I didn't pick up.
Okay.
But should I pick up?
Yeah, let's pick this fucker up.
All right.
Get ready?
Yeah. Hey, John, are you going to be cool this time and give us an actual interview? Is that what you said, John?
What is he saying?
I have no fucking clue what he just said.
Just hang up on him.
Yeah, I think he's talking. You know what? The Gods Must Be Crazy? Good movie.
Who?
The Gods Must Be Crazy? Good movie.
I agree. Yeah. Oh, movie.
Yeah.
John was John Cena.
It's John Cena.
Well, you mentioned Eric Rowan is hurt.
Yeah.
So that sucks.
So that's another tag team that's no longer around just because of an injury. There's three tag teams down because one guy's injured in WWE.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Three?
Yeah. Sid and Cesaro, Usos, and this one now.
Oh, right. Usos.
Sid and Cesaro.
Kid and Cesaro?
Kid, what'd I say? Sid?
Sid, yeah.
I also had a few to drink.
Yeah.
Not as many as you.
No. Sid Vicious and Antonio Cesaro. Great team.
Fucking great team.
Yes. One is the shit.
The other one took a shit in the ring.
That's great. I understand the we're playing Supercard here.
Yeah, we are.
That now that on every I think only on the maybe the rare,
mm-hmm.
but on every Tyson Kidd, everyone you get is going to be a fused rare
because of his neck surgery.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean. What this neck surgery essentially means is there's a chance he'll come back, like most of them, but
yeah,
his career is probably shortened by 5 to 7 years.
Well, let's just look at it now. You had
Edge,
Austin,
Angle.
Angle? No, Angle didn't get it. Angle didn't get it? Remember, Angle got that fucking Dr. Joe.
Oh, that's right.
Shit in Pittsburgh.
So maybe he should have done that instead. Benoit. You're right.
So,
You don't even have to go there. No. No, I get it.
What?
We all get it. We're all saying that that when this surgery happens, odds are that you won't be performing in the ring very much longer.
At the same level. That's what I was getting at. The
same level.
Yeah.
Or very much longer.
Or very much longer. Also, Benoit killed his wife. And Austin beat the shit out of his.
True.
Yes. So you got two. I'm not just picking on Benoit here.
I think that had nothing to do with an injury, but you're right.
I'm trying to be fair.
You're trying to be fair. That is what happened, unfortunately, on both cases.
Yeah. So I'm just saying.
Natty.
I'm only thinking of the women.
I'm a gentleman. His career is heavily shortened.
He's only 5'6".
And that's likely the case, is that his career is heavily shortened.
What they did is they fused his some of his spinal cord in his neck.
Mm-hmm.
So actually now he's 5'3".
Mm-hmm. And that is a shame.
It is.
And if Angle's the one who's still going who didn't have the surgery, you really do have to wonder why is everyone not doing that?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, why isn't everybody like Kurt Angle?
Yeah, like Kurt Angle.
Why couldn't everybody just be like Kurt Angle? Yeah,
everything seemed fine. Okay,
Tyson Kidd lives in Calgary for part of the time. Mm-hmm. We actually have snowbanks here.
Well, Pittsburgh has snowbanks, just not in July. Neither do we in July, contrary to popular belief.
Well, there's been a time. But
there has been a time.
There has been a time. But all I'm saying is, it does really suck for Tyson Kidd because this was the break that, no pun intended.
This guy, talk about a guy who he worked his way back up very impressively.
And not even worked his way back up. He worked his way up to a point where, because last time, he was just this faceless guy. The Hart Dynasty was basically, that's that Hart tag team.
Yeah, it's like we're throwing a bone to Brett. Is what it always felt.
Yes,
like.
And it's they're the Harts. It's not Tyson, and it's not Harry.
No,
it's the Harts.
Yeah,
and that's what it was, right?
DJ.
Yeah, and so DJ
DH.
Oh, DH. Yes. I'm thinking TJ.
Yeah,
but so that was it. And when you look at it, he became Kinzaro. He was getting his own identity.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah,
and
starting in NXT, and then
yeah, and now it's been taken, essentially.
Do you have a Roddy Piper survivor?
No, that was another guy. Yeah. But it's been taken from him. And it really is too bad, and I don't know if he will,
Yeah.
As unlike before, when I questioned whether he would be given a chance.
Well, I remember 4 years ago, you talked about how he was about to be wished well in his future endeavors. And I said,
that will not happen.
That is exactly what you fucking said. I will go back. I will find the fucking tapes. I will play it when you say he's about to be future endeavor. And I said, no, he isn't, because a guy like him has a lot of value in ways that you can't see, in making other people look good and being able to help other people with their matches and shit like that.
I just didn't suggest that he buy a house. I think he should stay on the renter's market, is what I said.
No, that's not what you said.
Yes, I did.
No, that's not what you said.
I said it would not surprise me for him to be gone, because there were a lot more people with a lot, I shouldn't say a lot more talent, but a lot of talent. Like fucking Luke Gallows and Harry Boy Smith.
Guys that seem to be more WWE type.
Yes.
That were let go. I get what you're saying.
And had talent, just still, too.
I can actually find the fucking tape.
Good.
Where you said
you
that.
You do that.
You fucker.
You do it. Yeah. And you play that. Next show, I want to hear myself.
Well, next show is a lot of work.
I just want to hear myself. I don't care what I'm saying.
It's fucking hot in here.
I know. Did you understand that over there? That's Sabu. But I do think that it is. I think he's going to get a shot, but I don't know. I just don't know. Jamie Noble.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Beast.
Yeah. No shit, huh? No shit.
You know, it's just It's unfortunate, but, you know, he got hurt, and...
he got hurt. He'll be back.
He'll be back, exactly. Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah, same with Eric Rowan. I mean, I don't think Eric Rowan's going to be gone.
Is it like 4 to 6 months?
Yeah, I was going to say, he's going to be back.
I mean, Noble will probably be back before that, because he doesn't have to wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I just don't... Again, do you...
Good point.
Yeah. Like,
it's just that, you know,
I'm a sick of time. Just because your partner goes out doesn't mean, like, Cesaro showed up on one match against Kevin Owens.
Yeah. What? Oh, yeah.
On SmackDown.
On SmackDown, yeah.
But, I mean, kid gets hurt and he's gone. And, what is it, Jimmy that got hurt?
One of them.
Or Jay.
The other one.
I knew so got hurt, the other one's gone.
Okay, but
I just don't want to say the same thing with Harper. Like, you need guys on your fucking TV. You need them to be used.
The thing with Cesaro that's surprised. Like, okay, the Uso is so.
Okay. They're more tied into you.
I get it. I get that.
Yeah, you get it.
The Harper, though, they just came back. So just the fact that.
Nobody even fucking knows.
The thing with Harper, though, I mean. He wasn't getting that much.
No, he wasn't.
You know, like, we went to the Raw after WrestleMania.
No.
And he was on Superstars.
Doing the job to R-Truth.
Is that what it was? Well, everybody does the job to R-Truth. Because R-Truth is the greatest professional athlete in the world today.
That's true, he is.
You know. So, I mean, that I get.
Yeah, I get.
But I mean, it was like, we were walking into the building.
Mm-hmm.
And a fucking Rowan, or Harper, rather, match was going on, right?
Yeah, so that's true.
That's... I see it from that perspective.
Yeah. They're idiots, but I see it.
Yeah, they're idiots.
The guy's big and tall and can look and looks like he can win a fight and is a really good wrestler.
But he can recover, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because he's not so far in.
No.
But I don't know if they're going to do that.
Yeah.
And that's a shame, is really my point. I think Harper can be used of all of the injured talent they have right now. Harper can, I don't want to say benefit from it, but he should be the one to come out being used.
Yeah, exactly, he should. I just don't trust them to because, you know, they're fucking idiots.
Well, I don't really. I was going to say, like, I just don't trust them.
Yeah, there is
that's
the...
It. That's the end of my sentence.
Yeah, no.
I just don't trust them.
That's the... What else? Okay.
Is the phone ringing again?
I'm sorry. This is Dave Meltzer.
Oh.
Here's the thing. All right. The phone is ringing again.
Okay.
Are we going to pick it up this time?
Sure.
He's being such an asshole.
I know. But...
John? Are we going to talk about what happened on Monday? Klingon, John.
Kipaki!
No, I understand. I actually understand Klingon, but I don't think most people do, John.
No.
Can you speak English? And what were you saying?
Kirk!
No, I understand that Miz is a cock-sucking motherfucker. I do. I get that. I agree. He is. He's a cock-sucking motherfucker. But just because I got that doesn't mean... I don't want to have to translate. You're being an asshole. John, you speak 400 languages. We're so impressed. Fuck off, John. Fuck off.
Click.
We've mentioned before how we do this show just for ourselves.
You know what? I picture us getting all these fucking emails. You know, that wasn't really Klingon. They said we were talking Klingon, but you know what? That wasn't even Klingon. That might have been Romulan, but I don't think it was Klingon.
Sure as hell sounded Klingon to me.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
It's the middle of the year.
You know? And when I think of a Klingon, I do think of the Miz.
Yeah, or Darren Young. He's always doing the millions of dollars, right? He's clinging on to Titus.
Oh, that's what you meant.
Yeah. Great dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darren Young?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know that mic smells like fucking shit.
Am I the only one?
Think you're telling smells like me. Fucking shit.
Yeah.
Tyson, you and your kids, don't you think it. That smells like fucking shit?
Haha, pal.
Swerved.
Yeah, swerved. Here's a stick that smells like shit. Who are we going to put in front of? Darren Young.
Yeah.
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 Jesus. Yeah. Or as Darren Young calls that, Saturday.
Yeah.
It was on a Saturday, actually. It was the Hall of Fame.
It was the Hall of Fame.
There you go. We were there. Yeah.
We were there.
We were.
Yeah. All right.
I wasn't honored yet.
So,
I assume that I'm going to win the Warrior Award next year. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, why
is that? That's actually my New Year's resolution.
For continuing to do a show with me?
Yeah. My New Year's resolution for 2016 is to win the Warrior Award.
You're well on your way.
I'm writing this down.
All right, so halfway through the year.
Yes.
Let's give your halfway awards.
Well, halfway through the year, yes. I would say that halfway through the year, I'm on pace to win the Warrior Award.
I think so.
I don't understand anybody that would vote against me.
You deserve a Warrior Award for being brave enough to be in the same room as me as I sweat this much.
Well, and, you know, yeah. Like, it's just, there's so much that I put up with. And that really is, if you dig into the true essence and spirit of the Ultimate Warrior, it's that I put up with you fuckers. I think that's actually...
That might actually be what it says.
That's what's written on the back of the trophy.
Yeah, I think so.
For putting up with you motherfuckers.
Yeah. When I'm the great Ultimate Warrior.
Yes.
Yeah.
You... Anyway.
Anyway.
But what do you think has been the match of the year so far?
I gotta go Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns with the addition of Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. I gotta go, so far for me, halfway through the year, the main event of WrestleMania is the match of the year, which is pretty rare.
Yeah.
But being there live, obviously, probably influences that some.
Aided in the decision.
But the truth is, I think that was a hell of a match.
Yeah.
Very physical. Great crowd reactions. Really good psychology behind it.
Yeah.
You know, and a guy, Lesnar is good, but not every match necessarily always clicks.
Yeah.
Reigns is still finding his way to some degree. For that match... And then, of course, it had the Money in the Bank cash-in, which created extra drama. But even without that,
yeah,
for that match to have succeeded to the level it was, like at that stage when there's so much pressure, both of those guys pulled it off. I think when you look at the other matches, like as great as like Cena, like I love this Lethal and Briscoe match.
Yeah. Well, don't name them all, because I still have mine to go.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, Owens and Cena won, for instance. Right. You know, terrific. But, and the problem with that, again, is another
actually,
problem.
Just Owens won.
Yeah. Owens and Cena, no, their first match was terrific. But again, if you're doing all the stuff in the middle of the card to leave it so that the main, like the main event of that card, remember that first Owens and Cena?
Oh, yeah.
The main event of that card, Ambrose and Reigns, all of a sudden couldn't do the kickouts of finishers. Because the middle of the match card had done it, so
yes.
You haven't left anything for the main
Ambrose
event.
Ambrose and Rollins.
And they almost had as good a match.
Not Ambrose and Reigns.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ambrose and Rollins. They almost had as good a match without all the tricks.
Yes.
That, again, to me, is actually a better match, because what you're doing is you're taking away all the tricks when you're not supposed to in the middle of the card. It's kind of selfish of you. That's another negative of that stuff.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
My match of the year.
Okay.
Thus far, I'm going to go in a totally different direction from you. Okay. I agree that match was great.
It was great.
And it was mostly, I think, because like they knew I was there.
Yeah.
And had to put on a show.
Because you're going to come and talk to thousands of people about it on your podcast.
Millions. But my match of the year thus far is... Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch.
Oh, I like Sasha and Charlotte more. Where Sasha won the belt. Just a little bit before Mania there.
Yes, yeah. I like the Becky Lynch match. I thought that was
great. I like the Becky Lynch match as well.
You sound like Hideo trying to speak English.
I also thought that was a terrific match, but I like the Banks and Charlotte one a little more.
Yeah.
But those were also, yeah, great matches.
Great matches. What about...
You know what they are? We keep on talking about them being the four horsewomen down there in NXT.
Yeah.
What they actually are is the Radicals. Because when the four of those women come up with Paige here, which is what it looks like to me is going to happen, yes, in the storyline,
yeah,
that's going to rip the heart of NXT. Because you're only...
Don't worry. Dana Brooke is here.
You're only going to be left with Emma, right, really, who can work down there. And even she's not at the level of these other ones right now.
Yeah.
Like when I look at ROH, ROH is better than NXT. Except NXT has one thing ROH doesn't have. It has that strong women's division.
Yeah.
Overall, it's better.
It's another dimension.
Right? But it gives them another dimension that maybe makes NXT better, because the wrestling is almost as good, though there's more green people that aren't, you know.
Yeah.
But it's... Don't say it. Whatever you're going to say. I just know.
What are you talking about?
I just assume
I was just trying to think of the comparison, and I think, yeah, I think... They're more like the Radicals in the Four Horsewomen. I think that Charlotte is going to die of steroids, and that's going to cause Becky Lynch to go nuts and kill Finn Balor.
I don't think they're dating.
Yeah, but she wants to. She's stalking him, if nothing else.
There's nothing else. Videos, yeah, right? That's true.
She's at the very least stalking him.
That's true. I think you're right.
She may fuck him.
Up where?
Up there.
Okay.
But that's the thing. What about... Moment of the year. Talk about match.
Well, that is the actual moment where the three count went.
Yeah.
And Rollins had the title.
Yeah.
Or even just him cashing in that whole, like, 3 to 5 from there, minutes.
Yeah.
Like, that is that honorable mention to NWO taking on DX.
That's the moment of the year.
Yeah.
NWO and DX and Shawn Michaels coming in the ring and Super Kick getting in here, break it down, and they run in, and all of a sudden and we're going
we saw it coming before it happened.
Yeah, we're like NWO, and then they come and it's just like, fuck, this is great.
This was great. Like, I don't know, live, it was, like, it's cool on TV, but live, goddamn.
Goddamn, son.
It was special.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe let's call it Wrestling Personality of the Year.
Ooh.
Personality of the Year.
Here's somebody I don't...
Want me to give you mine?
I'll give you yours, because I know who it probably should be, but I don't like that person. And I don't want to give that person this award or an award, but
it's
probably the most deserving.
The most deserving. Okay, I'll give you the most deserving.
Yeah.
The most deserving person in wrestling in 2015 is the producer. Because if it's not for the producer, then we're not at WrestleMania to watch those first two things.
Yeah, but that's not the... That's your personal.
No, that's the wrestling. She produces this show.
Oh.
And this is a wrestling show.
But do you think that matters to, like, the general public?
I don't care. I don't care about the people sitting there listening on their rented furniture.
Heel.
Making minimum wage.
But other than that, give me another one.
Wondering if they can buy a Confederate flag at Walmart anymore. You know, those people. Doesn't matter. Kevin Owens.
Okay.
No. Kevin Owens, to me... is the first half of 2015 wrestling star from NXT all the way up to the main roster. It's the first half
year. I don't know that his visibility is being high enough for the entire year that I would give it to him. Like, I gotta go Stephanie. I hate to go Stephanie. But when you're talking personality, she's the number one heel on the... most watched and most important show in wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I gotta go Stephanie.
Okay.
And because he's done a good job since getting the title as a personality, second, I think, Seth Rollins. WWE isn't failing. Like, he's not failing. WWE is failing. Yes. Their booking is failing. But he's not failing doing what he's supposed to do.
I think he is.
I don't think it's him.
Well, no, it's not him. But he... Him. Right? It's not his fault, but it's him.
But he's done... I think he's done everything they've asked of him.
Oh, and
I think
of course they have.
I think he's hit it out of the park.
But if they ask him to jump off a cliff, would he do it? I mean...
Yes, he would.
Whole I know. So is that good for him? No. And this whole thing with him in the cane and the fucking skirt.
He's doing it all. He's
of course
doing it all.
He's
You're
doing
talking
it
personality.
All.
He's doing it. He's doing it to the best.
He's not a number. He's not a heel champion to any credibility. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's not
a
his
heel
fault.
I know it's not his fault, but it's his role, and I can't give him any fucking award for
and
it.
And you know what? The beatdown of Lesnar was pretty good. And I think that I don't know why you would keep Ambrose so incredibly strong in that ladder match, just to have him lose clean on SmackDown in the main event, pinned by Rollins. I don't know why you do that. I just have to throw that out there.
But he lost to Kane too on Raw.
Yeah, after losing to Kane from a weak looking choke slam. Because
his time
from the top slip.
Because now he's a mid carder again.
Yeah. So why bother keeping him strong there?
Why bother keeping him?
You're question. Fucking idiots because they're stupid.
Yeah. Exactly.
But. What was I saying?
I don't
How
know.
Old is Kane? 100?
No, we looked it fuck up last him. Time. Remember, he was like...
90,000.
Oh, yeah, fuck Kane. That's when you were up and I said I would reference that again. I did mention fuck Kane was on my notes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think, what about... okay, so who... So would Stephanie be the heel of the year so far then for you?
No, that's Kevin Owens.
Okay.
That's Kevin Owens. Because the heel of the year, like, you're talking personality of the year.
Yes.
I look at, like, her moment with Ronda Rousey and how great that was.
That was.
And nobody else would have been able to do that like her at this point because of her personality and what's being built up. Whereas I look at Kevin Owens and I think, okay, he's perfect. The crowd kind of wants to cheer him, but he's still good at he does the heel mannerisms right.
Yeah.
He's cool. Nobody wants to, like, the people you want to boo are... Are the people that seem phony, like Mojo Rollins?
Or... Actually, I think he's very sincere. Mojo
but he
Rollins.
Seems phony.
That's true.
I'm not saying he is. I'm saying he just seems that way.
That's true.
These are the guys.
Actually, who seems phony is Zack Ryder trying to keep up with Mojo Rollins.
Well, that's true, and that's the type of guy then you want to boo. Like so, as far as a guy who's a guy like Owens, Owens is cool. You don't want to boo a guy who's cool or a guy who's awesome, you know.
But I said
or a guy who's relatable.
But he's the heel of the
year. But he's the heel of the year. Like, what I'm saying is people don't want to boo him. He still manages to get boos. He still, like, they'll come out to the cheers. He usually end up getting the boos. He's just got enough of you going, you know, I like him, I respect him,
mm-hmm.
He's cool, he's different. Man, he's just acting like such a jackass.
Yeah.
Like that, he's working in that role. I think as a heel, he is the heel of the year so far.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think he's both the personality and the heel of the year. What about the baby face of the year?
Oh, baby face of the year would have been Sami Zayn. You know.
Yeah.
Would have been Sami Zayn. But the injury kind of hurts that.
It does.
He still kind of could be to some degree because he hasn't been injured that long.
He could.
In fact, I'd say if you're going 6 months in, he is. But he won't end up as the winner at the end of the year.
Well, but it's a 6 month in, so
at
if you want to see Sami Zayn.
I think I would go Sami Zayn. Though,
okay.
Though, I got to say John Cena, so I think has done a tremendous job this year. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I'm trying to... Again, I'm trying to think of... I think honorable mention goes to John Cena. I went the other way in terms of the baby face of the year with when you're talking about Sami Zayn. And it's tough for me, but it's a tie, let's call it, between Sami Zayn and I think Finn Balor.
Yeah, Balor's also
and,
been terrific.
And I think that if we were... If we did a different year that went, say, like the Wrestling Observer does a different year because of their publishing back in the day. And I think if we did like let's call it a February year or a March year. And let's say the year started after WrestleMania, like the WWF year, let's say.
Yeah.
It would be hands down Finn Balor, I think, because we'd be doing this show in a few months. And he's just started in the last, say, 5 weeks to really hit it.
Yeah.
And
I don't think that he's winning the title though, July 4th.
No?
No. I don't think so. I don't see Owens losing that title.
I think he is. Right now. If because Owens is main roster and going for the U.S. title. Not that he's going to win it.
I think so much of, well, is he not going to win it? I don't know.
I don't know. That's at butthole ground.
Yeah. It does need to be the last match of the trilogy, and then what happens for SummerSlam.
What's going to happen?
At the SummerFest?
At the SummerSlam.
But, yeah, I mean, I just think so much of his character is built around being that champion, and I think he can still be on TV. He can't be necessarily at the house shows as much, but he can still be on TV on NXT. So, I just think, and the guy he's got to lose it to eventually is Zayn. I don't see it happening. I just don't. I think he's valuable right now being able to say, I'm going to defend the, have an open challenge for the US or for the NXT title on SmackDown or on Raw. Like, I just,
I don't know. I look at it and I think I could see value in him being the US, but I don't know what you do with then John Cena because I like what they've been doing. Like, the problem is I like what they've been doing with John Cena with this US open challenge. And the whole Kevin Owens thing, but it seems like you, like you said, this is a finality to this whole thing.
Yeah,
I think he can fight Sami Zayn at WrestleMania for no title.
Probably could, yeah.
But and so I think that it, like,
if Zayn comes back and is permanently up, which yeah. could be the case, yeah. then you could do it this way. If he comes back and he's still in NXT,
yeah,
then it doesn't make as much
but
sense.
But I think Finn. I look at Finn as a good, I don't know, just, I think you could do it. I don't know, but again, they don't have another heel down in NXT. Rhino? No. They don't have another heel. You have Zayn, you have Balor, you have Hideo, and you have Samoa Joe.
Who's going to be up soon?
I don't know.
I don't see him being down there long, but we'll see. We'll see. They need some depth down there.
Well, that's
right. They don't, and especially Tyler Breeze has turned. Baron Corbin is a heel now, but
yeah, but he's Baron Corbin. You need somebody, right?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I don't know how long it is until.
Which is another reason why I don't see him losing that belt, and I see him still being on their TV.
Well, maybe. But when does Hideo come back?
It's not till about the same time as Zayn. It's somewhere in that late fall.
Okay, well then, because the only thing is Hideo is going to be there in Japan, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if he turned heel, but if he's not ready to come back, it doesn't make any sense.
You can't, can't be a heel right now. It's the wrong, that's right.
What? A Japanese guy can't be a heel?
No, he can't be a heel right now.
I see.
You know, yeah. Not the right thing, not the direction they're going.
So I don't know what you do with their whole direction. Like, I mean, I like Owens being up, good for him, but it really throws NXT off kilter a bit.
Yeah.
Be able to do anything. So I don't know.
So those are your three, though. That's your babyface. So your performer of the year, your personality. You did personality and performer. So wrestler of the year.
Yeah, in-ring wrestler of the year.
So I have, again, runner-up, as much as, here I am talking shit about John Cena.
Yes.
But I'm talking shit about the long-term, what he's doing, and what's wrong with it for the business.
Yes.
But as far as actually putting together matches that are exciting, consistently, and doing a good job elevating people, and working his ass off, and trying to add new moves and stuff, it doesn't always work. John Cena doesn't always work. His effort is runner-up. But he gives him a runner-up. I mean, I'll give him his props for those things.
His mad props?
No, just his props.
Is it?
Because there's still issues.
Let's give him mad props because it's 2001.
Let's give him, but the in-ring wrestler of the year, Roderick Strong. Can I give a tie? No, I'll give a second. That's John Cena's second runner-up. Roderick Strong wins.
Wins?
Roderick Strong is the best. He was the wiener, if you will.
He weens, Raddy.
He is the best storyteller in wrestling. In-ring storyteller.
Okay.
Right now, especially with Daniel Bryan gone.
Okay.
But if you're looking at WWE, you got to go Sasha Banks. Like, you just got to go Sasha Banks.
Okay.
You know, we saw her match against Charlotte at NXT Live. It's Full Sail. We're not Full Sail. Where was that? That university, whatever.
San Jose State University.
Yeah. Fucking, she was great.
You know, Becky Lynch, she had the great match with. She had a great four-way match earlier.
Yeah, she did.
She is... She can headline the house shows. Her just in ring, everybody she faces, she has a really good match with, regardless of their skill level.
Yeah,
like she's just fantastic.
Yeah,
so she would be, if you're looking at the WWE area, she would be definitely
there. Well, I think she is. Yeah, probably my second, my runner up, I guess. My choice. Would actually I have two choices.
Okay. First, stop making that noise in that chair.
No. First choice for my tie, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll start with she's good. My choice is phenomenal, and that's AJ Styles.
Yeah. Well, he's still AJ's just yeah.
So and good. And my favorite wrestler of the year. So and performer of the year.
Young Bucks has tag team of the year so far without
even so done far. That, ahead. So just wait.
So we're not fucking doing them because it's the tag teams. It doesn't matter. Right. It's just a fuck this.
The Young Bucks.
But the Young Bucks.
With Arnold mentioned to Kid and Cesaro. And so that's done. My favorite wrestler of the year, is Ishii.
Ishii? That's true.
That guy was awesome.
You only seen the one match?
I know.
It was great.
It's enough.
But at the Tokyo, this is a guy I wouldn't want to fuck with. That was your so you turned awesome. Me. Here's a guy I wouldn't want to fuck with.
That guy is
Ishii
awesome.
At the Tokyo Dome. Well, you should watch a little bit on YouTube. All his matches are like that.
I know.
Just like hard hitting, like just beat awesome. The shit out of each other. Yeah, so it's great
fucking
stuff.
Fucking Ishii.
Ishii. I'll give you that. That's great.
So, what else? I wrote that. Oh, yeah, that's when I wrote I was going to win the Warrior War. What other. Awards can we give?
That's it. Just the only ones that matter. It's the halfway point.
It is.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I'm just trying to think. We've got a heel, babyface, wrestler, performer. Yeah. Moment. That's good. That's good. So that was it's been a good year so far. It's not 1997. But.
Which we'll get to.
But it's been a good year.
So we'll talk 1997. We'll finally talk some 1997 at some point.
Eventually. Yes. At some point.
Yeah.
But I do think that. I had forgotten about Rock and Ronda Rousey and that that being there. Do we want to go? The show of the year, not WrestleMania. Thus far,
it's the show of a lifetime.
There's honorable mention to the NXT show we went to.
Yeah, Well, and the NXT, their events are all great.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Tokyo Dome show is probably the first runner up. If you're looking for event of the year, WrestleMania.
Mania. So.
How was your Dusty? How's your Dusty Invitation?
Oh, how's my Dusty Invitation?
Oh, yeah. What did you think I was talking about?
I didn't tell you that. Down where? Well, that's the bull of the woods, if you will. Gets me to the pay window.
Yeah, that Dusty special is great.
Right here, Saturday night.
Yeah. So how is your Dusty? Are you going to be Dusty?
I can be Dusty, but was it in terms? Does it involve reading?
Yeah.
Okay, you do it.
But reading as Dusty.
You can still do it.
Well, then you got to do the other parts.
Okay. But I just—is there a movie I can watch? That Dusty special was good. I think the most moving thing though that I saw. I mean, the Dusty special was great.
It was.
Was the NXT tribute. On this last NXT show.
Oh, yeah.
Hunter actually having to pull the microphone kind of away from himself and do
Yeah, I always don't trust Hunter, but he looked legitimately pretty. Yeah.
Yeah. And he told the story about how, Dusty tried to do something to him. Yeah. Can you believe it? To him?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. It's a different guy, I think.
Yeah.
The last, say, 16 years.
So you'll read the other parts, because there's other parts written in here by other people.
Okay.
Read the Dusty then.
Okay.
If you will. It's for Hoyt Richard Murdoch. You grew up in the business together. You were my idol. You were my friend. I'm carrying on for both of us. No, that's not. My Dusty's no good. If you will.
Are you a gay southerner?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
You lived life like there was no tomorrow. You were a Texas first and foremost. I want you to tell a secret, Hoyt. I miss you so much.
Well, that's white.
But the road misses you most. You were the greatest pro wrestler of all time. Together in the flesh, we kick some and raise some ass and kick some hell, a lot of hell. And you left me.
Well, at my age, after all these years, I am out there alone again. But everywhere I go, you are with me. You're a bastard for leaving me with this bunch of tick turds. But you ride with me always. Hoyt, you should have been world champ. Thanks, partner.
You sound like you should be narrating the Dukes of Hazzard.
Would you like to read the foreword from George Steinbrenner?
Yes. Now, George, I'm a fan of professional wrestling and a big-time fan of the American Dream Dusty Rhodes, okay? I saw my first live wrestling match in the 1950s, and I've remained a follower of the sport ever since, okay? I was a regular at the wrestling matches when they were held at Tampa at the Sundome. I used to take my grandchildren, George, when they were quite small. I think Stephen was 4, okay, and Haley was about 7. I think it was Stephen's early exposure to wrestling at the Sundome, okay, that led him to a sport where he entered high school, okay? Wrestler George, you listen to me, George? Wrestlers are tremendous athletes, and Dusty Rhodes was a tremendous wrestler and a tremendous showman, George, okay? Strange as it may seem, the two don't always go hand in hand, although Kelly has proven them wrong. Dusty had the speed, the strength, and the agility. You don't often see a man of his size, okay? He was 6'3", 289 pounds. He had the grace, agility inside and outside of the ring. George, you know what I'm saying, George? Dusty's also one of the most giving individuals in the world, George. There isn't anything in the world he wouldn't do for a friend, a child, and a community. He spent a lot of time doing good, more than you would think for a professional athlete. Okay, he's got demands to meet, and if you needed something, you just call Dusty Rhodes, right? Okay? George, you listen to me, George. This is what I want, George, okay? Dusty's a star in the wrestling world, but he's an even bigger star than the people that knew him, okay? And Dusty's a character, okay? There's no more doubt about it, okay? He's a character, okay? He's charismatic, he's very smart, okay? Dusty had a lot of unique moves. Okay, that's obvious, okay, and that's why he held a lot of titles, George. George, he held a lot of titles. But his moves in and out of the ring, George, those moves were justified. And you can be sure of that. Read, okay, George, and get to know the real Dusty Rhodes, okay?
Okay, I just got to go back here and see if I can find that bit where George Steinbrenner wrote about Kelly.
It's in there.
There it is.
Weird.
Yeah. Would not have...
He is a big wrestling fan. Who knew?
Who knew? He did. I've seen the best of times.
What?
I've seen the worst of times. Yeah, we're in chapter one.
What? But this Why don't we just read the foreskin and then we can do chapter one?
No, we're going to do chapter one and then we're going to call it. But I've seen the worst of times. But this ain't no two-city tale. This is my tale. This is my story. This is my life. This is the story how Virgil Ronnelly Reynolds Jr. was born to be Texan and went from being the son of a plumber to the last bull of the woods and lived the American dream as Dusty Rhodes.
Don't call him Jr.
You see, this story isn't really about wrestling, if you will, but in a way it is. Oh. Because as someone then who lived his life as a wrestler in the wrestling business. Huh. As business, an industry
business.
That gave me nearly everything I ever wanted.
It's a business.
That has been brought out the very best and the very worst of people. Hmm. It all comes down to this. Hmm. When the roaring crowds are no longer in the arena and the echoes that were cheers fade silently into the night, all you have left are your loved ones and your memories to reflect upon your life. Thank God for what you have been blessed with and the curse the devil for the scorn and agony he caused. You ask yourself, would I do it all again? And you answer, without hesitation, fuck yeah.
Okay,
that's where we're going to end it.
Yes, let's just end that there.
On fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Well, that's how we normally end things.
And that's how with Dusty. You're going to notice this thing is, it's not so much of a book that's written and makes any sense in any chronological order or anything. It's really just like a shoot interview that's kind of rambling from Dusty that's transcribed.
Right.
It's terribly entertaining, if not always accurate.
Fuck yeah.
But it does feature the word fuck a lot.
Fuck yeah. Well, then maybe we should read it on our premium membership only content.
With the explicit content?
With the explicit fucking content.
Fuck yeah.
That'd be fucking good.
Yeah.
Don't listen to us censored, folks. Premium, it's coming soon.
Yeah. Or you could just like send some money to Addy, ADD, at WeTalkWrestling.com.
IE.
What?
It's not ad. It's ADDIE. Fuck,
maybe that's where we're not getting any emails lately.
Maybe. Maybe.
ADDIE at WeTalkWrestling.com.
That's the one. Billy Gunn. Yeah.
And he absolutely sucks.
Who?
Darren Young. You said the one, Darren Young.
Billy Gunn.
Oh.
Mr. Ass, though, so that's why you thought about Darren Young.
This microphone smells like shit.
And I know. Fuck. Anyway, is there any more news?
No, I think like there's stuff we didn't never got a chance to get to, but now it's so late or so old that
I mean, look at it.
It's just so old.
So old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I mean, all I know from watching the network is
which you sometimes do.
Sometimes do, but what I've been watching on the network and what I've been seeing, I assume is current, and Hogan and Andre.
Yeah.
They're coming to a head right now.
Fuck, that press conference was so great.
Oh.
1987 primetime.
Oh,
fuck. Well, it's everything that wrestling no longer is.
Exactly. It's the, I mean, it's the simple stuff. Like we said, like I said, what do you need to have on the fucking fast lane?
Yeah.
You know, like, they had the Sting and Hunter confrontation.
Yes.
No, have a fucking contract signing.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what they did. They had this, they had the contract signing. And it was just so great. Like, Heenan was being Heenan.
If you, you go in, if you're a subscriber to the network, and if you aren't, go get it.
Yes.
It's probably free this month.
Probably.
And go watch the 1987 primetime.
87.
Yeah, I said 87.
Yeah.
At prime times, like, with and watch Hogan and Andre. Watch this contract signing, and you will get the difference between what wrestling was and what was great and what it no longer is. If they could combine with what they used to do there with the athleticism of today, with the selling that they used to back then,
exactly,
you would have
the simplicity,
just incredible stuff.
The simplicity of the storytelling then, coupled with the athleticism of today, you would be, I mean, and quite frankly, that's what brought Nitro up.
Yeah.
Athleticism and old school sensible storytelling.
Yeah.
That's what it did it. That's what did it. And I mean, you look and it's like Andre, clearly the heel.
Clearly.
Clearly the heel, right? As soon as he gets a chance to talk, he's talking in a different language.
Yeah, he was. He was talking French. Yeah,
exactly. And, and Hogan's going, speak fucking English.
Yeah. Which is why now that John Cena's come on this show and talked, what, another 7-8 languages?
Yeah.
This week, he's going to be an even bigger heel on Monday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you just wait. Wait till, I understand on Monday, he's looking at Swahili. And,
but you know what? That's, he probably caught that from
Nikki?
Nikki, yeah.
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 That's true. I think she does have vaginal Swahili.
Yeah, I think so. And anal Swahili.
Well, yeah.
Which, again, still would have caught it from her.
Well, Darren Young. Right? I mean, you don't know. You don't like to judge people.
No.
Right? So
no. Hey, the Bret Hart DVD where he's talking about, he would draw all these drawings.
No, Steve Lombardi.
And usually it was Steve Lombardi who was getting picked on. I wonder why.
Yeah, and he said, I don't think Steve Lombardi really liked too many of the things that I was drawing about him. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and then they talk about, and then we watched that unfiltered Renee Young and, Renee Young and Darren Young.
Yeah.
No relation. But they,
no relation?
I don't think so.
Fuck.
I know.
I've been wrong.
Could have been sisters. I don't know. Yeah. But they, so they're all talking about him being gay. All opening, and she's pandering corporately to his gayness. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And everything he says that's gay is so wonderful. Like,
well, there's nothing wrong with it.
No, but it and there isn't anything wrong with it, but it, they're doing it corporately to, look, we got a gay guy.
Yeah, it, it really
that is so wonderful.
That's really what they were doing.
Isn't that special?
It felt very much like a promotional piece for the WWE.
Yes.
To extol the virtues of how open and minded the WWE is.
Exactly. Look, you want us to have a queer? Look, we got a queer. Just leave us alone. That's what it was. right? That's what
it felt like. Exactly. Which is just hilarious because, again, they never ever mentioned it on actual TV. And they didn't even subtly go into it in this interview. They're just talking about it like you always knew.
When he's like, I had a like partner or his boyfriend, like this kind of thing, right? And so, but then it's like, you know, how is this in WWE? Well, I don't think I had many obstacles. Everybody's been really great, blah, 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 right? And then we watch Swerve right after.
Yeah.
And Zack Ryder's like, my butt hurts. And you know, because
he got shocked in his ass.
Yeah, because he got shocked in his ass. And Ziggler goes, well, tell the truth. Did your butt hurt when he came in here? You know, like it's like, you know, okay, so yeah, because he got a dick in it. I get it. Yeah. That's what he said. He got a dick in his ass, didn't he?
Well,
didn't he?
I have to admit that was pretty funny from Ziggler.
It was. But, I mean, it's like, yeah, I looked at you and I went, oh, yeah, Darren Young has nothing to worry about.
No.
Right?
I know what you mean.
Fuck. Like, I mean, if you're going to, I don't mind it. I'm a pretty open-minded guy.
Fucking right you are.
You want to be gay?
No, you're be gay? Very open-minded.
Hey, you want to be gay? You can be gay. You want to make fun of people for being gay? Go right ahead. I care that little about it all. Really. I do. I don't give a shit. I'll tell a gay joke. I'll tell a straight joke. I'll just tell a joke. I don't give a shit. And you can be gay, you can be straight, it doesn't matter. Right? But I'm going to make fun of you but for whatever you are.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be stupid. Because
he's an asshole. Yeah. He's a dick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Point taken,
but,
right?
But.
Well, let's not talk about the butt anymore.
But I do think when I talk to you and I always leave going, what an open-minded guy.
Right? I get that. I get that a lot.
Yeah.
But, Ed Addy, open-minded as fuck.
Speaking of Darren Young.
Anyway, it's no-minded, I said. But, all I'm saying, you got this whole, it's gay and you're wonderful and no one has a problem with it, to a faggot joke. Like, literally on the next show I watch. That's true. I'm going like, okay, same company. Like, at least I'm consistent.
I know.
Like, Jesus.
They're very. I know.
Makes me giggle. Anyway.
I know. Meanwhile, it's well known backstage about how all the many gay jokes Hunter always makes.
Yes.
Inappropriate jokes like that.
Funny how you said backstage. Meanwhile, back in the Legion of Doom.
Alright, let's get out of here.
It's Darren Young says, what a rush. But anyway, yeah, let's get out of here. So, Addie, at WeTalkWrestling.com. Facebook.com/or/ if you're Darren Young. WeTalkWrestling is the Facebook page. At WeTalkWrestling on Twitter. Send us all your love on at WeTalkWrestling. I mean, really, we do love to hear it. If you have something mean to say, send that too, because I'll just make fun of you right back, and I like doing that sometimes. It's fun. So if you don't like something, please send that to us as well. Again, we're open-minded. I'll make fun of you then, right? It's like Shawn Michaels said, we'll free your fairies, we'll free your homosexuals.
No, I think
we're good with everybody.
We're done with this episode. We're OUT and blah blah blah. But I do want to say, you're right. If you've made it this far into the show, which is an hour and 57 minutes.
Sometimes it takes me that long just to get warmed up.
And you don't like it? Definitely send us something.
Yeah, please. If you got this far in,
and you didn't like it, hours.
Send it to us. Send it right to us. Addie, at WeTalkWrestling, or at WeTalkWrestling on Twitter. Send it to us, because that will be my first defense, and that will be the first thing I make fun of you of. Yeah. But I still want to hear
because from he's
you.
Open-minded.
What?
What?
Minded. Yes. Yes.
Have another drink.
Okay.
Okay. We done.
Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, I take that drink usually, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
We off air?
Yeah.
Just looking over there at your slammies, and I'm just noticing those guys are nude.
Yeah.